Where in the Bible will I find that baptism stands between the sinner and salvation? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. It's interesting and edifying to note that in every instance when baptism and salvation are mentioned together in the Bible, salvation follows baptism. A few of the many instances in which this occurs will be seen in Mark 1, verse 4, Luke 3, verse 3, Mark 16, 16, Acts 2, verse 38, and Acts 22, 16. A simple induction of these and other passages shows conclusively that water baptism stands between the sinner and the remission of his sins. Again, Acts 2, 38. Water baptism stands between the sinner and his washing. Acts 22, 16. Water baptism stands between the sinner and his calling. Again, Acts 22, 16. Water baptism stands between the sinner and the benefits and blessings involved in the death of Christ. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. Water baptism stands between the sinner and becoming a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Water baptism stands between the sinner and the putting on of Christ. Galatians 3, 27. Water baptism stands between the sinner and his cleansing. Ephesians 5, 26. Water baptism stands between the sinner and his sanctification, and between the sinner and the putting away of sins. The foregoing blessings are in Christ. We are baptized into Christ, Romans 6, 3. Water baptism stands between the sinner and new life in Christ, Romans 6, verse 4. Water baptism stands between the sinner and his forgiveness. Colossians 1, verse 14. Water baptism stands between the sinner and entrance into the kingdom. John 3, verse 5. Water baptism stands between the sinner and sonship. Galatians 3, 27. And water baptism stands between the sinner and salvation. 1 Peter 3, 21. Further, it should never be overlooked that baptism, the purpose of which is shown in the passages we've noted, is in water, Acts 10, 47. It is performed by a burial and is for the remission of sins, Acts 2, 38. The word baptism comes from the Greek word which always and everywhere simply means to immerse. We are buried with him by baptism into death. So says the great Apostle Paul.